So, Haribo, I'm very dedicated to take the mist out of our life in the fog, in the clouds, hopefully. Very much looking forward to this session. Let us please chant our pranam mantras to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskarya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 So, welcome all of you for this second morning session in our Kirtan course. I wanted to just be a little bit more clear with you about these two obstacles to the pure chanting of the holy name, and would request you to tell me what you have understood from this morning class. The morning class was about realizing Krishna in the form of the holy name, but we understood that as long as we have two inner obstacles in us, we will only have a partial understanding of Krishna, a shadow, so to say, a reflection or a dim semblance, it is said, of Namabhasa. What are the two obstacles on the Namabhasa level which require to be removed? This will be for course members, registered course members. The older devotees know these things, but I really want to train the younger devotees. So, what are the two things? Please help me. I always say Gayatri, but I know it's not
Gandavi.
True. Gandavi, yes.
Weakness of the heart.
Weakness of the heart.
And
anatta. And aparadas. These are considered to be like clouds which come before the chanting of the holy name. Yes, you could. It's moving on. Yeah. Thank you. What is weakness of the heart? I really think this is one of the main obstacles in our spiritual life, the weakness of the heart. I'm lacking determination and so on. The scriptures tell us that there are four weaknesses of the heart. Attachment to trifling things unrelated to Krishna. For instance, men might be attached to their mountain bikes or football. Now is the football season in Germany. I don't know if it's as bad here as in Germany. Trifling things. Trifling, Abigail, you are good in English. What is a trifling thing or trifling thing?
Something that's unimportant is something flippant, something that's not really a priority.
Yes, something unimportant, which is really not a priority for you. Thank you. Another weakness of the heart is deceit. we often want to look very good in the eyes of others. This morning I spoke about showy devotion, where we want to show Gaura Hari and myself. We were talking about this, that sometimes we as japa instructors come into the temple room, and the moment we enter, you see all the devotees go like the smoke of intensity comes out of their ears. And we were discussing about this. We noticed this is the deceitful mentality, you know. We want to look better than we really are. This is a weakness of the heart. A third weakness of the heart, I have seen it in my life quite pronounced. It happens often in institutions. It's envy of someone else's progress. Oh, why is he doing this? Why is he advancing? It's a feeling of grief or bad feeling when you see someone else making progress and not you. Envy. That's a weakness of the heart. And the last weakness of the heart is to long for position and fame. These weaknesses of the heart are something which come with all of us, to all of us conditioned souls. And my dear devotees, the only safe place from this inner weaknesses is in the understanding which we will discuss tomorrow in the lecture, that I'm a part and parcel of Krishna. I don't need to be famous. I don't need to look good in the eyes of others. I don't need to make progress and leave everyone in the dust, you know. And I can actually be at peace in the understanding I'm Krishna's dear servant. This will solve the problem of the weaknesses of the heart. You will become strong the moment you understand your constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. Has some of you, I think we, let me say it like this, I think we all know this feeling of relief when we can understand, I don't need to play a role, I don't need to try to be better than I am. I'm good enough the way I am. I'm a small servant of Krishna. This genuine spiritual humility will help us a lot in the weaknesses. The attachments, of course, which are with us, the trifling matters, that only goes when there is purification of the heart. I have one disciple in Germany. I will not tell his name. He's a very, very known lecturer in Germany. And, you know, he had to give a lecture on some... I can't tell you what it is, because then you know of whom I'm speaking. Before 100 scientists or so. But it was the play of Germany against USA. Very important game, at least for him as a German. And he did not know what to do. He wanted to give the lecture, but at the same time he was highly interested in the football game. So what he did is, he took his, no one can know this, you know, only in the family, he took his tablet out. Tablet is a computer device. And he looked at the game while he was lecturing about his subject matter, because he needed to know all the information. That is called attachment to very trifling matters. But it was so strong that although he was in the midst of the lecture, he had to see this. You know, German football, but you have no idea. Here in Radadesh we have a very well organized football team, but it's not as serious, you know. The devotees are good devotees, but in Germany football, my God, it's supreme personality of football. it's really very, very prominent in the mind of, and it's a big attachment apparently, because you know the Germans were not allowed to be nationalists after Hitler and so, but they can be for Germany when it comes to the football game. All their suppressed shadows of trying to be the best nation in the world can come out legitimately before the world community in the game of football. That's why they are so attached to it. With the Germany, you say something, Germany are the best, and everyone goes Nazi, 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 and everyone goes, oh, I don't want to be Nazi, you know. But football, it's the ideal compensation of the German arrogance. We want to be the best, and it's an attachment even amongst devotees. I was surprised to see. I was surprised to see Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So it's very, very difficult apparently to give this up. apparently. And it's really only possible if the holy name comes in the heart and the sun spreads its light to you. So it is said one of the covering factors of the holy name, which comes in into the cloud category, is aparatas, offenses. I would be very happy if you take your Harinam Chintamani out now, and I want to read something for you, which will be very good. It's the second paragraph. Now you also know how I count it. It starts, sorry. Please open your books at page 54, and as you open, please say Hari Hari, because this is done in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. That the students of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time opened their books, they were called Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, like, look at me. I'm opening the book now on page 40. Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
This is how you do spiritual readings. It's a good habit. You should not think, oh, I'm too German to do this.
Hari Hari.
Yes. Yes. It's not for show. Not that others will think what a strong sadhaka you are, and so on. But to glorify Krishna, you go like, it should be automatic. Hari Hari. You know, it helps you to remember this is now about Krishna. We will have this little exercise every day. So, who is good in reading in English language? Rishabha, I think you have a very good voice. Please read the paragraph, even if one successfully overcomes, and read it very slowly that we can all understand it.
Even if one successfully overcomes all the other offenses in chanting, and even if one chants the name continuously, prema may still not appear. The reason for this is that one commits the offenses known as paramada or inattention. These offenses will block the progress to prema.
Yes, next paragraph.
Paramada means inattention or carelessness. It is from this offense that all the anarthas arise. The wise men recognize three types of inattention: indifference, inertia, or laziness, and restlessness of the mind.
Yes, thank you very much, Shabha. Excellent reading. I want to draw your attention to this offense called pramada, or inattention when chanting. Do you? Who of you knows about this problem? I'm not surprised. It's always like this. It's list number one. And if you can get this offense out of the way and cure it, then you will make steady progress on the road to prema. You can do anything and everything in your chanting, but as long as you remain inattentive of pramada, the holy name will withhold its mercy to you. So I thought, because this is the root of all the problems which we have, if we can just be attentive, then we will avoid all the other offenses automatically. We should give it some attention. There are three reasons for this inattention. Who remembers them? Rishabha was just reading them. Indifference. What means indifference, please? Who is a good English speaker? What do we express when we say, I am indifferent to the holy name? What do we say with this?
You don't feel one way or the other about it. You don't really have any strong feeling about it.
You don't have any strong feeling, not one way or the other. It's callous. In German language we say, it leaves you cold. You know, you are not moved. Indifference is one. Then when that one cause, what is the other cause?
Laziness.
Laziness. You're too lazy to chant. or too dull. Just and the other, that is tamagun. And the other, the last source is your mind feels very rajasic, very restless. So I wanted to now make three groups, and I wanted to ask these groups to work a little bit. Two can work here, a third group can work outside, and I wanted to ask the groups to work on all these causes. We will have to write something down now. Vanunandi, but you can try to write down. We have done this in, we introduced this system in the Bhagavatam. There are three, we will form three groups, and in these three groups we will discuss first of all one of the three causes of inattention and their remedy. Cause and remedy. Group one, you can already have it there. We'll have indifference.
Maharaj, remedy in Deutsch?
Heilmittel.
Heilmittel.
Yeah. Wie man das cured. He asked for the translation of remedy. So indifference, group one will be dealing with indifference to the holy name and the remedy for indifference. Group two will deal with inertia or laziness in regards to chanting. Now I just looked at the article of Jatathagata Maharaj. He said how to overcome sleep when chanting. Interesting and important information, because inertia or laziness or the influence of tamagun is very strong when chanting. And group, so you will have to identify what is inertia or laziness and tell us what is the remedy against it. And the group three does restlessness of the mind. have to describe it, how it manifests, and then how you can cure this problem. This is a very, very enlivening thing. You have to read, you get the information by reading page 54 to 56. There is your text which on whose basis you have to work on this. Now, I want to now form the groups. I request you to just count from 1 to 3, and each one of you who says a number, that will be the group in which you will work.
1, 2.
Is it okay if I stay out for this?
Yes, you have to do other.
Also, if you're just a member of the course, I'm a
sorry, Mark.
I think it would be nice if you help in the group.
Sure, sure.
So 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Yes, okay.
3.
3. 1, 2. Okay. Everyone has a number? Good. You can remember the number? 5. So, my dear group members, the first thing when you convene now, I request you to convene. Group 1 will be here. Please come together. Group 2 will be in the back of the room. There. Please go there. And then I will tell you the assignment. And group 3 will be in front of the room here. Please sit in a circle, in a big circle, so that you can see each other. Don't face the back to each other. Kanchan Navali, if you need a chair, you can bring a chair for you also.
Yeah.
Because some of us have. One, two, three. That's nice actually, we stay in one room. Then the work atmosphere is very good. Now, please continue to look at me or listen to me. My dear devotees, you will now apply this ancient method how to study a spiritual text. Shravana is, you will all read it, and make yourself familiar with the information, collect the information, yes. The second is manana, discuss about it in a group, it's reflecting, and the way you do it, you discuss it in your group, open discussion. There will be one discussion leader amongst you. I suggest Gaurahari will do it in group number 3 because you know how to do it. Bhanunandini will do it in group number 1 because she does it. And who in group number 3, I have not worked with you, can be the... maybe Abigail. You can be the discussion leader because you will be our Facebook person. You have to learn a little bit to be public and you can do that very nicely. The discussion leader has to take care that all the members feel encouraged to contribute. We really want everyone to take part and very sensitively without, you know, confront, why don't you say anything, you know, but what do you think about this point, you know, you have to involve everyone, because we want to draw the group attention, yes, Gaurahari, and Bhanunandini, good, and then Nididhyasan is it means meditating, or but it means here think about how you can apply it, what you learn, application, you can how to apply it, you could say. Now there will be a discussion leader, but then there will be a separate person that gets quite involved, who will be like the secretary of your group, the spokesman, the spokesman or spokeswoman, same thing, will make notes of what goes on in the discussion, in the reflecting part, manana, and then that spokesperson will come next to me and will share with the entire group what, for instance, group one has done. If, for instance, Munishvara Hari would be the spokesperson, I'm just giving an example. Your duty, Munishvara Hari, is to tell the group what is indifference, a Gleichgültigkeit, and what is the remedy of indifference, for indifference, according to what the group has worked on. You will work on this spiritual text now and share it with the group. And no one of you should be too shy, because you will sing after this kirtan course, maybe before 1,000 people. You have to learn how to present. No. So the discussion leader will always see that everyone gets it right. He has to be very present everywhere. But he will not be the one who presents it. In this way, we all will deal with one of the reasons for inattention, and we will all deal now personally with a remedy for this particular cause, and we will share our group work, or the group will share the work with everyone else. It's extremely enlightening if you do good work, if you are really studying the text. We are interested really in the information which the Harinam Chintamani gives us, but we are also interested in here how to apply what you could say, how to apply this. For instance, it says here, in restlessness, on to overcome restlessness, one should on Ekadasi days and appearance days of the Lord should stop thinking of eating and enjoying, and all day and all night should chant in the association of devotees. We did this in the Caucasian mountains. We were enlightened afterwards. I mean, not all night we did it. We went to bed at, I think, 10 o'clock. And so. But you should then say, oh, one member of our group read this, and he thought he wants to try to do this, where he stops his eating and mountain biking, which he usually does every day, because it says he should stop thinking of enjoying, to give up restlessness. And we thought this is a good idea, because restlessness comes when we are not focused and fixed in our life. So therefore, by giving up all other things, at least on Ekadasi, we become more focused. It's a very practical thing. And our discussion leaders, please see that the discussions go very well. I think you are all extremely qualified. I see here's one devotee. Would you like to join? Möchtest du dich einer Gruppe anschließen?
Ja.
Oder du kannst auch in der Zeit chanten draußen, wenn du möchtest, also wie du willst.
Ja, kann ich.
Du kannst dir eine Gruppe aussuchen, ja?
Ja, zu uns, weil wir die meisten Leute gekommen.
Ja, okay, gut. So, Hare Krishna. then I want to encourage you, I will be here all the time, and if you have any questions, you can come and ask me. Please start now. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your good group work. You can just stay where you are and turn in this direction. So we were studying a little bit the psychology of inattention. Inattention is the root of all the clouds and the mist which is between us and the Lord in His holy name. And there are three reasons to be inattentive, and there are also three remedies to cure this. So we will now ask the different presenters and secretaries of the groups to explain to the entire group about the different courses, their particular field of study. Then I will comment, and then I will ask also a difficult question. So we will start with the group 3, then we will go to group 2, and at the end we will have group 1. Who is the presenter of group 3? Davide. Please come here, Davide.
I think it's premature.
Are you comfortable? No, you should sit properly. I will leave the field for you. Then you can also put your notes if you need here on top of the table.
So, the attention of the world is on you, Davide. And I'm sure you will do excellently. You will be taped by Gaurahari.
I'm feeling more and more relaxed. Right, now I can't even make a mistake. Oh my God. Okay. I thought this woman would have come much later. In the group 3, we discussed the restlessness of the mind and how this is caused and how it can be resolved. The main causes for the restlessness of the mind, we understand, is the desire for fame and success and the good and bad relationships and the behavior that we have in these relationships. Also, the relationship between man and woman can be extremely strong effect on the mind. Interests for other things rather than Krishna can bring a big disfocus, if that is a word. But it can help us going out of focus from the chanting and the concentration. An attitude of cheating or pretending to wanted to do something or pretending to wanted to get something we don't actually deserve, wanted to try and do that as well, can be again another reason for a restless mind. Also, a disturbed mind comes from the attachment to material stuff, through which we develop also feelings like worrying. So if we mentioned a few times, if someone of our family is not feeling well, we worry, and therefore our mind becomes more and more restless. But it's important to maintain a detachment, and therefore attachment to material stuff in general can be very strong. So the reason why we want to put the greatest effort into trying to become have a less and less restful mind is because with a strong effort, in order to try and attain a very steady mind, we can actually achieve a higher level of connection with Krishna. And just by concentrating, just by giving the greatest effort for a very short period of time, we will actually manage to hopefully attract mercy from Krishna, who will help us then attend that level of concentration. So chanting, following spiritual practices, in special days or non, but in special days like appearances days, following fasting days, and pray for mercy, association with devotees, association with the scriptures, listening to classes, all of this will help us to gradually develop a higher taste for the chanting and for the Lord, and to let away the lower taste for the holiness. Does that cover everything that we said? Please tell me if I missed something else.
I would like to ask you a question, David. First of all, you did very well. You are presenting in your professional life sometimes before people.
Yes, I generally have a subject that I probably know a little bit better.
Very well, very
distinctly.
May I just ask you, as a person, as a devotee of Krishna, as you were engaging in this discussion with all the other devotees and writing down their comments to prepare for this preparation, was there something which struck you as a person in the subjects which you have considered, that you thought, well, here I'm sometimes a little restless. This really applies to me. I can really relate to this. If so, what was that? And my second question is, when you talked about the remedies, was there something in what you said where you felt, oh, I'm going to try to decrease my attachment to material stuff, and I'm going to do such and such in order to increase my attachment to Krishna? In other words, I'm looking here for a personal application or personal digestion of the text and what you gained out of it. Would you please comment on this?
I think one of the best comments that I heard was when we read about one should put greater effort into curbing restlessness or flickness of the mind, because by attaining a steady mind, one can begin to release the nectar of the name in no time at all. And one comment actually struck me, because someone said, in no time at all. And in no time at all, meaning that, I'm repeating the example, but if I have a long run to do, but I run really fast, and I don't enjoy running, I'm actually going to get there faster. And that helped me, because it means that if I possibly push myself for a short amount of time and with concentration, and you know, this is the greatest opportunity probably haven't even crossed my mind that it ever happened to me. So Krishna is giving me that opportunity, and if I really put myself into it for even a short amount of time, just give it a try, see what happens then. That comment, that sentence helped me, giving me or elicit inspiration in me. I don't remember if I answered both questions.
Yes, I was looking for this in my question. Something which is alive in you, something which you took out of this session with the group, and something which motivated you
very nice. I feel what we have just done. I have asked Davide a question. He has answered very nicely. It's something which we need to do when we read spiritual texts, which we need to do also when we engage in discussion about spiritual texts. If we just hear it without reflecting about it, how to apply it in our life, it will quickly go in one ear and out the other ear. But if we reflect about it with the intention to apply it in our life, we actually benefit. So I thank you very much. I want to request that the rest of the group to again give a big hand to Davide and his group. I hope you got something out of it also. So we will now ask group number two to send their presenter up there. You can please take the table and rest your things.
He's just sitting.
Ladies, gentlemen, dear Vaishnavas, it's your honor. So I try my best. So the symptoms of laziness, inertia, we discuss out excuses, timeless, more interesting things, distractions, no priority over the activities, wrong people maybe surround you. And we reflect that we have to replace laziness with enthusiasm. So may you try to follow the footsteps of a Vaishnava who inspire you or have a lot of more experience, like Haridas Thakur or somebody we talk about every day. Develop regularity. Build up discipline and search for the association for Vaishnavas. So actually, this is everything I write.
Thank you, but it is very clear. It is very clear.
Everybody understand my pronouncing? I'm a bit nervous. My hands, you can drink from it, Danila.
You're doing very nice, Prabhu. What's your good name?
Dominic.
Dominic. Dominic, may I also pose a similar question to you, like I posed to Davide? You were with your group discussing inertia and laziness in regards to chanting the holy name. Could you also identify in your particular chanting some traces of inertia and laziness? Do you also feel that you are sometimes maybe not inspired to take up the chanting and you're just too lazy to do it? And building on this first question, what struck you, could you do as Dominic, not someone else, what could Dominic do, what could you do to overcome if you have sometimes problems with laziness in regards to chanting, to overcome it? Please tell the group, because you will see one thing, Dominic, the same thing with Davide. If you start to speak as a person about what struck you, what moved you personally, what came alive into you personally, you will have a much bigger effect on your audience than if you are just repeating what the text is. So, Dominique, please tell me, tell not me, but the group personally, as you were engaging with the text, as you were reading the text, what came alive in you? Where could you see that you are sometimes maybe lazy, and what where could you see, my God, I can do this, to overcome my inertia. Please apply the position.
Okay. I start like this. I just buy my beat bag and my beats like 3 months before, so so it's really fresh. I start to chanting with the beats. And I don't know any Vaishnavas in Germany, so I'm like a lone ranger. I talked with my group before. And so it was very difficult. I just start by myself trying, okay, I start Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And I say, oh, very difficult. So and what I do to get rid of the laziness, so my experience is, the best way was to come to Radha Desh. I never chant so much rounds like times the time I'm here. So for sure, that searching for association of other Vaishnavas, I think for me it's the best way. Because how I see how people, they wake up in the morning, they go around the castle, and they're full into it, and they're happy with it. So I see how it works. So and I learn very quick, and now I enjoy to chanting with the beats. So for me, it's the best way to spend time with people who really enjoy what they're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let us all join our hands to Dominik and group number two. Thank you very much. I would now like to call on group number one. Let us hear very carefully.
You can do it on yourself, maybe.
Okay, so the points that I present, they are not in the order of the text. Basically, it's a mixture of what they were reading, but somehow they were also inspired to just say what they were thinking themselves, so it's not very, I couldn't now change the order or something. So for the symptoms of indifference, the first point is that that we are still so attracted to material things, and therefore our mind is wandering to those things, and this attraction is actually the root that we have no taste or no interest to chant in the first place. And therefore we may stop chanting and do something else. A point that somehow seemed to struck most of the members of the group was that there was written in the text that even if you chant 64 rounds, but if you're indifferent, it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of finishing your rounds. And they were thinking, wow, we were thinking we have to chant 16 rounds, and if we chant the rounds, then this is good enough. But actually, if we are indifferent, then it's not really the same. Then we were talking, and somehow we had the feeling that we could all relate to this problem, and everybody was saying what are their problems with the indifference. Some were saying that they are chanting in the car, or we say finishing our rounds. It's like a symptom that we are not really have that taste, and we are indifferent to the rounds. And somebody was saying that, for example, if we are watching a movie, then all of a sudden we are very focused and the mind doesn't wander, we are just on the movie. But when we chant, then all of a sudden everything goes wild. And so because we have more taste for the movie, and so again we came back to the point that the stronger our material attachment, the more indifferent we are, and it's like on a scale. So if we work on this, we will get more taste, and in material things we are more self-motivated, and sometimes we see the results better than when we chant. We don't really see immediately that there's coming something out of it, so this is also leading to indifference, and we have more the desire to pursue something more concrete and real. Then coming to the remedies, so in the text there was written that one can go to a secluded place, cover their eyes, ears, nose to prevent external stimulation, not get sidetracked. And you can chant together with devotees or travel with your spiritual master, find another great Vaishnava who has taste and sit next to him and search for his association. Then chanting in holy places, near Tulasi, in front of the deities. Then the devotees were also telling from their own experience that if they pray or read before chanting, then they can focus on reading the prayers of the Acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One devotee said, if you have the mood of gratitude towards your spiritual master, you can also appreciate better. Some other practical tip was to focus on the first Hare and calling out for Krishna, like, I have forgotten you, and try again to remember the meaning. Sit properly. Then one devotee said he has a button of his spiritual master on his beat bag, and when he sees that, then he remembers that he should be more serious. Then reading the first verse of the Shikshatsakam can increase the faith. Trying to remember the 10 offenses, or put Srila Prabhupada chanting, or hear some kirtan, some nice melody to get in the mood before chanting. One devotee said he really liked Gaura Hari's example he gave yesterday in the Japa workshop, that how he saw the pujaris worshipping the Shilas, and you were thinking that you should worship the holy name and give as much care and attention to your chanting. So this was like the brainstorming of our group. And Bhanunandini had the idea that we should pick one of those practices as a group and make like a commitment that we would try to focus on this point. And I said I would like to practice the first Hare this week, so we agreed that we will try to focus on this practice throughout the week.
Oh, then you have already answered what I will ask you.
Satya, she was saying that helped her a lot, or helps her to overcome indifference, is to focus on the first Hare, and many devotees heard this already in your presentation.
Yeah. Therefore, I chose it because I did the Japa retreat a few times, and somehow recently I didn't do that particular practice. So when they were talking about it, I was personally thinking, oh, I remember that, I would like to do it again. Mm-hmm. So therefore I said we can choose this one.
Wonderful. Thank you, Isha. That was not so bad, isn't it?
It was just my laziness that I didn't want to be the one, but it's okay.
Fantastic. So I want to ask all of you to join your hands and a roaring applause for Michelle. All right, I think now we should have a pause of 10 minutes, but I wanted to do something very special with you. We have learned. It's all right, Gorari. I will. This doesn't need to be recorded. It's just very. It's just too sensitive. What I usually do, you know, when we sit for a long time, our energy level tends to get low. Now there are some old Tibetan exercises which I do, because I sit so much and write so much, which are very powerful in quickly restoring the energy level. I did the, I asked Bhanunandini to learn these exercises, and she presented it for the first time, I believe, in Russia to to a big group in the midst of a forest, and everyone got so much energy, some of them started to fly home. So I thought we should do these mindful exercises. They just take five to seven minutes, and it will put our energy level up, because now after this we will really get into chanting, and we will apply what you have just now presented, I think we will be able to have the first breakthrough experiences in your japa. So let me ask you, Vananandini, you would be willing to do this. Should we do it there? Should we do it?
Should we do it outside? Or outside,
outside is good. Yeah. And maybe, Vlad, you could open the window, that in the meantime, the air here gets recirculated. So we will meet just now. Please come and meet me so that we don't lose time. You will have a little pause for the toilet. They are toilets just in front of this one. So in 3 minutes, please be there, downstairs. Krishna, Krishna.